The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the expression that if something is offered for free, then you are the product is often used in relation to technology companies. But new research has calculated just how much companies are profiting off our data. The Web3 Foundation suggests that over 200,000 euro worth of personal data is collected from each European by big tech and AI companies over a lifetime, raising concerns over how our data is harvested and indeed used. Well, joining me now to explain the study is Ciara O'Brien, a technology journalist with the Irish Times. You're very welcome to the programme, Ciara. So look, I don't think it comes as any big surprise that our data has a value. Is the headline here the actual amount of money it's worth?
I think maybe the headline is probably not the biggest thing out of this story, because look, we always knew that our personal data had value because, as you said, no, if something is free, then you are the product. And I think what it's trying to do, though, rather than the actual amount, because when they say kind of a 225,000 euro of inflation-linked commercial value from users, I mean, that's not an amount that you can go to a company and say, right, you've made this amount off me, I would like that in a nice check, please, and that will make my life easier. This is, it's basically just a benchmark. So they're saying this is what the data could be worth to the companies, you know, if they use it in, I suppose, in the ways that these companies will use it. And I think, you know, it's I suppose, look, first of all, what kind of data that they are collecting. I mean, they're collecting everything from searches, clicks, your location data, purchases, any interaction you have, say, with AI tools. All of that can be collected, analysed, and then monetised in such a way, because at the end of the day, data is valuable and it is becoming more and more valuable. And I think this is the real story, is that it is becoming more and more valuable in this new kind of AI world.
Well, that was my question, actually. Is it because of AI? Does that change the equation here? Does it actually increase the value of our data?
Well, I think if you look at what AI depends on, AI needs data. AI needs vast, vast amounts of data. We've seen before, you know, how valuable data has become to companies who want to sell you things. Now, AI needs data and it needs human data, because that is how it learns. We've heard companies talking, like Meta has been fairly open about the fact that it needed European user data to build its models to make it relevant to European users. They want to make their models relevant to European users so they can, you know, reach more people, because if the models aren't relevant to you, you're not going to use them. If you're not going to use them, they're not going to make any money out of them in the long term. So I think that, you know, kind of seeing, I suppose, the value of data to AI companies, I mean, this puts the whole study in a different light, because this is only going to become more and more valuable to companies as time goes on. You know, they need your data. You, if you're supplying it to them for free, that has a value.
Is it realistic to think that people can opt out of this data economy anymore, Ciara?
No, it's not. No. And look, in an ideal world, look, we'd love to be able to say, you know, stop using X, Y, and Z service. This is everywhere.
Or give me 200 grand for it.
Exactly. I mean,
that'd
you think about
really
it.
Really helpful.
Like, if you think you use a smartphone, and the amount of things that are on your smartphone that track your behavior, you use even if you don't use a smartphone, you don't use social media, you don't use AI, data is still being tracked about you. So if you use, say, a loyalty card for a supermarket, a coffee chain, that is all personal data that you are giving over to companies. And, you know, you think, well, oh, I get free coffee if I buy 9 coffees, my 10th one is free. But that's also giving data over to the company as well. It's giving data about your habits, about what you like. Same with the supermarkets, you know, all those offers and vouchers and the apps that we use.
Do you think people even realize that, Ciara? I don't think people do.
I think it's been talked about a lot, but I think it doesn't really sink in, because we are so used to being bombarded with, you go to any website now, you're bombarded with cookie notices, you're bombarded with terms and conditions if you want to use an app. If you were to sit down and to read all of those terms and conditions and go into all of the different cookie settings and, you know, tailor it to just all the essentials, it would take hours of your time.
You'd want 20 of those coffees.
It would take a full hour. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It would take a full hour to read all the terms and conditions, say, for something like Meta. And people don't have the time to be doing that. I mean, I will admit myself, like, a lot of the time I will check the necessary only cookies, but sometimes you just click straight through because you're being hit with them so often. They just become background noise and you tend to ignore it then. And you don't really realize what you're signing up for when you click accept, because who has the time to read through all of that stuff?
Yeah, not me, I'm afraid. But anyway, it's interesting to just put a figure on it and maybe just make you stop and think. But I sometimes feel like you that the battle on this is a bit lost, but perhaps more regulation could do more to protect users or rebalance the relationship a little bit. Anyway, we'll have to leave that conversation there for now. Ciara O'Brien, thank you for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.